I'm Lee Humphrey, President and CEO of Eastern Maine Development Corporation. You're listening to the Maine Boost Podcast, a show from EMDC to improve businesses, communities, and people. I hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome back to the Maine Boost Podcast. Today, we're focusing on EMDC's Procurement Technical Assistance Center, also known as PTAC. I'm Jennifer, PTAC's Program Assistant, and I'm excited to interview two of the seven PTAC counselors who cover the state of Maine. I hope you enjoy the interview. Today, I'm speaking with PTAC counselors Brian Wallace and Miranda Pelkey about the PTAC program and how it can help you grow your small business. Welcome to the show, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Before we kind of dig into the meat of PTAC, first, can you actually explain what PTAC is and what you guys do as PTAC counselors?
Yeah, absolutely. So our main goal is just to help Maine businesses sell goods or services to the government. And that can be, something, a federal opportunity, or it could be something with the state of Maine or really any state in the United States, or even a local town, municipality, or county.
And if you haven't heard of PTAC, don't feel bad because it seems like nobody has. So I think that we are explaining to people all the time what it is that we do. Mm-hmm. And so we're grateful to be able to kind of educate people on what we do and how we can help.
Awesome. So Miranda, something we haven't talked about is what does PTAC actually stand for?
Well, PTAC is actually an acronym. And for anyone who has ever done business, at least with the federal government, they'll know that they like to use acronyms for everything. Right. So PTAC stands for Procurement Technical Assistance Centers. Okay. We don't specifically only deal with the technical aspect of it, however. So, and essentially anything that has to do with negotiating contracting opportunities with the government is what we assist with.
Okay. And so like what kind of businesses can actually receive assistance from PTAC?
So any small business can receive our services. Our services are 100% already paid for by your tax dollars. So we are the PTAC counselors here in the state of Maine. The vast majority of states throughout the nation have PTAC counselors that are available for small business owners. And if anyone is interested in our services, really anyone can just reach out and we're happy to help.
Perfect. And Brian, can you give some examples of the assistance that you've maybe provided for Maine businesses so we can get a clearer picture?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I typically use two examples from my region, one being Bath Ironworks. Just about everybody in the state, can wrap their head around Bath Ironworks build ships for the Navy. And while we count them as a client, we don't, we can't take credit for, how many destroyers they get a contract to build. I say they have their own department of contracting specialists that will pick up the phone and call Washington, D.C. But we do help a company like Bath Ironworks find subcontractors. And we help subcontractors that want to be a contractor with Bath Ironworks make that connection. And also in my region, I've worked with, there was a father and son who had a landscaping business and they just wanted to bid on a contract for the city of Gardner for mowing their lawns or their properties. And I tell people, I spend far more time with that father and son business than I do Bath Ironworks, making sure they can register if they need to register their business to be able to bid on something, actually putting together the bid or proposal, and kind of walking them through, and then once they have the contract, actually kind of assisting them through that process as well.
Nice.
Much like Brian has said, my clients range from sole proprietors and really, really small scale goods and services to rather large corporations like Puritan, which is located in Pittsfield, and they have become one of the nation's largest suppliers of COVID-19 test swabs. So really there's a vast range of types of businesses that we work with. No one is too small.
And I think it's really important to mention too that it's not just like manufacturers and it's not just like physical services like the landscaping business that you worked with, but it could also be professional services.
I think that there's a misconception when small business owners hear of government contracting, they think of those Bath Ironworks destroyer contracts and they think of large Department of Defense type contracting, where in reality the U.S. government is actually the world's largest purchaser of everything. Mm-hmm. So when you think about a government contract, you don't necessarily have to think the huge grandiose. You can do the much smaller. You can subcontract. You can have micro purchases that are small, under $10,000 threshold contract. So I work with a hairdresser who will go into VA hospitals and a couple times a month and cut the patient's hair.
That's awesome.
She is technically a government contractor. So it's really, you can think outside the box when it comes to government contracting, because it really isn't cookie cutter the way that people think that it is.
Mm. And Brian, what happens if a business you're working with needs assistance in building up their workforce, or like with financial assistance or anything like that?
So Maine PTAC is hosted with Eastern Maine Development Corporation up in Bangor. But as a whole, EMDC offers financial programs and workforce development programs. And we have a pretty good number of resources that we can, give to people, provide to people, and kind of point them in the right direction.
Nice. On this podcast, we'll be speaking with the different programs throughout this season, which is great. Miranda, is there anything that you wish small businesses knew about federal, state, or local contracting?
I think that I just really wish that more small business owners understood that there is very possibly opportunity for them within the government sector. I think oftentimes small business owners are very much overwhelmed with their regular commercial sales. And so government contracting might not be on the forefront of what they're thinking about doing. But we have found that it's a fantastic way for some business owners to subsidize their income.
Nice.
We had, for example, when the pandemic hit in 2020, there were a lot of rules and regulations that closed down small businesses from selling in the commercial sector. The government kept going. They were still purchasing. So there were a number of opportunities for my clients that we found where they could actually kind of jump over to the government side and be able to keep their head above water. So it doesn't have to be an all for nothing thing. I think that sometimes small business owners think, I think I want to stick with my regular clients and what I do and locally, and you can do both. So don't feel like you have to choose one or the other. There's plenty of people who will get a contract here and there with the government and still carry on with their business as usual throughout the rest of the month.
That's a really good point. And how about you, Brian? Anything that you wish that small businesses knew about contracting?
Yeah, I think it really kind of just piggybacks with what Miranda just said, that a lot of small business owners kind of underestimate themselves and underestimate their value to the government. And I don't want to put a solid number on it, but I have a lot of sole proprietors or single owner LLCs, and it's really just a one person shop, and they can really compete for some opportunities. And while, like Miranda said, maybe the federal government isn't a good opportunity, I was just speaking with a company that does accounting services, and the federal government has the IRS, so they don't typically do a lot of contracting with accounting services, but a local municipality or a town often has a record keeper or an accountant on staff.
That's true.
Or they outsource it rather. And so, yeah, those services can really be completed by a single person.
And what are some of the things that you guys actually assist your clients with?
So we assist with general registration. And by that, I really mean, if you need to be registered with SAM.gov in order to compete for federal contracts, we also assist clients getting registered to do business with the state of Maine, or it could be the state of Texas. And in certain areas, they're required to register even within a specific county or a city that they're doing business in. So there's a lot of just kind of, doing the paperwork ahead of time and getting ahead of the game.
Yeah, exactly. So registrations are a huge bulk of what we do. And another, I think kind of the other flip side to that coin is that we help a lot with SBA socioeconomic certification. So if you're a woman-owned small business, if you are located within a hub zone, we can help you to see if you qualify for hub zone certification. Veteran-owned small business certification is another really big one that we see a lot. And all of those processes can be fairly cumbersome and a little bit complicated. So we can help you walk through that process, prepare your documents, make sure that your application is 100% complete before you actually submit it. Because as we know with the federal government, the wait times can be lengthy. So we really shoot to have you do it right the first time so that you can get it done as quickly as possible.
Yeah. And the kind of the fun part of what we do is reviewing the elements of a solicitation. If a client comes to us and says, "Hey, this is something I think I'm interested in pursuing. Could you, you know, put an extra set of eyes on it?" The counselors will help, you know, a client prepare an RFP. I usually joke around and tell clients, "Listen, I don't know pricing. I don't know the ins and outs of what you do, but I'm happy to put, you know, an extra set of eyes on it and help guide you through the process."
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think a big part of what we do and kind of what we're known for is creating bid match profiles for clients. Before you can even submit a proposal, you need to see the solicitation. And that's kind of a huge hurdle that small business owners need to overcome, is being able to access those solicitations and where are they and how can I find them. And what a bid match profile does is it sets it up so that solicitations that match what you do come right to your email inbox. So that's another big part of what we do for clients. And as all of our services are, they are paid for through tax dollars. So you've essentially already paid for them.
That's awesome. And is that kind of something that's like ongoing, or is it like a one time we help you set up your bid match? And
nope, that's completely ongoing. So as we know with business, things are always changing. Maybe you add a service, subtract a service. Maybe you have a new product. Maybe you want to expand from the state of Maine into all of New England or nationwide. We can always go in and update that. I have some clients that I feel like I update their bid match monthly. And so it can really be something where we can tweak it so that we get the exact right formula, so that you're kind of getting the most bang for your buck out of the bid match and really getting solicitations that you're interested in.
Nice. What would you guys say is your favorite part about being PTAC counselors?
I think assisting clients with their real world, you know, interests. Like it's great to get all of the, you know, the preparatory work out of the way. And getting somebody set up and established so they can compete. But I think when a client really identifies something that they're curious about, or they want to know more about, or they want to compete for, you know, that end of the legwork is what I really enjoy.
Yeah, I think for me, it's really about educating small business owners that they actually, 9 times out of 10, can participate in government contracting. Before I got into this field, I was completely unaware of how much the federal government, state governments, even local, actually purchase from small business owners, and was a bit shocked when I learned of all the different products and services that are required. So it's really great when you can take, say it's a, you know, a sole proprietor, and they really have been thinking on a small scale to learn how large they can actually grow their business with government contracts, and that you don't have to be a large multi-million dollar firm to do business with the government. You can be a mom and pop shop, you can just be a local LLC, or you could just be a sole proprietor. So that's really rewarding when we can see that those small businesses can take advantage of all that money that's out there for government contracting.
Nice. So I understand that there are also actually for-profit organizations that do a lot of what you guys do. Could you kind of explain like what the difference might be between the two, like your nonprofit organization and for-profits that do something similar?
Yeah, sure. So generally speaking, there are no costs or fees to do business with the government. There are some very, very rare circumstances, but generally speaking, it is free, and it's free for Maine PTAC to come help you do it. There are a lot of, you know, consultants or for-profit businesses out there who, you know, can promise to put you on a pre-approved list, or the government's, you know, exclusive provider list or something like that. Usually, that's not something that is really something that exists. It's SAM.gov is the list. And I just helped a woman actually with her business. She had actually been paying a company, I think it was $600 a year for her SAM registration, which
oh my gosh.
She had been doing, for the last 3 or 4 years, I think she had been paying $600 a year. And then we needed to make a change. And she, reached out to Maine PTAC, and I was helping her through the process. And then we realized, oh, actually, you don't have the access to get in to do this because you've paid somebody else to do it. Mm. And so it took a little bit of work, but we got her business through that process. So she had the ability to go in, make edits and changes. And now that she understands it's really, it's free. It's not that difficult. And I'm here to help you do it. She's not going to pay that $600, going forward, which there are some, consultants or for-profit companies out there that really do add value. So I don't want to, discourage that. But for general things, there shouldn't be a fee for any of those services, and we can help you.
And it's something that we hear from our clients all the time. So, we all know that once we sign up for a registration, that kind of targets a whole bunch of spam to come into our email. So often what we get with clients is we will help them with their SAM registration. And once they are registered in SAM, people kind of know via your cookies and your cash on your computer that you're actually interested in doing business with the government. So you're going to start getting those notices of, hey, if you pay us this much, we'll help you with your SBA certifications, or we'll help you here and there. So what I tell my clients to do, I let them know, feel free to forward them to me. I'll take a look at them. I'll see if there's anything that I can do to help you in that area free of charge. If not, we'll look into it and make sure that it's a legitimate company and a necessity for your business. And then if it is, more power to you to use it. But I always think that free is better. And the government, the reason that we exist is because the federal government has recognized that there is a need for small business owners to have assistance, because the federal sector especially is extremely complicated, and that there's no reason why small business owners should have to come up out of pocket for that. So feel free to check in with your PTAC counselor. Don't think that you're going to offend us at all if you were to send us something and say, hey, I'm considering going this route. What do you think? Because like Brian said, occasionally you might come across something that could add real value to your business, and we're happy to take a look at that for you.
Okay. And now, what would you guys say is the best method for Maine businesses to sign up for free assistance from a PTAC counselor?
So if you go onto our website, which is just MainePTAC, that's PTAC.org, you can, under the Connect tab, you can actually find email addresses and cell phone numbers for every counselor. And there's also a section where you can become a client, where you go in and, complete kind of the necessary information we're going to be asking you for. And there's also a section where you can discuss like some of the services that you're seeking.
Yeah. And actually, another way that we get a lot of our clients is we put on monthly webinars. So if you do go and see our website, you'll be able to see that we do have an offering of webinars that come up. They are 100% free of charge. You can sign up for those without ever being in contact with a counselor, without becoming a client. And we cover everything from federal contracting intro courses to SBA set aside certifications. We talk about bid match in there, teaming agreements, you name it. And then we're even open that if there's a topic that we haven't covered and you're interested in it, you can shoot us an email and say, hey, are you going to be doing a webinar on this? I actually just got done creating a new webinar this week, and we love doing that. So if there's an interest there, you can always let us know. And if you sign up for those webinars, you can attend and see if it's really something that you're interested in. See if it sounds like you would be interested in becoming a client with us. And it's kind of a good way to test the waters before committing to anything.
That's a great idea. Well, thank you guys both so much for coming on the show and talking about the PTAC program. I hope you enjoyed this interview with PTAC's Brian Wallace and Miranda Pelkey. As an EMDC program, the PTAC main office, along with our director, Ken Block, is located at EMDC's Bangor location. But we have 7 counselors and a business development specialist who can assist clients throughout the state of Maine. If you'd like to connect with a PTAC counselor to learn how you might supplement your business with federal, state, or local contracting opportunities, visit our website at www.mainptac.org. Or click the link in the show notes to sign up for our free services. You can also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn to hear about any upcoming webinars or events.
Thanks for listening to EMDC's Maine Boost Podcast. You can learn more about our programs and services by visiting emdc.org. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review and let us know how we're doing.